From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Claudia Brancart with your headlines for Tuesday, June 9th.
Coming up, leaders in Shasta County are delaying a proposal to encourage AI in county offices.
Also, millions of California primary ballots are still being counted, and advocates say counties need more help.
And the Machupta tribe is reclaiming hundreds of acres of ancestral land near Big Chico Creek.
But we'll start with possible dangerous fire conditions expected this week in the North State. A red flag warning is set to take effect for much of the Sacramento Valley, beginning tomorrow morning and running through Thursday. The National Weather Service says wind gusts are expected to reach up to 40 miles an hour, while humidity may drop into the single digits in some areas. Courtney Carpenter is with the Weather Service's Sacramento office. She says the conditions come as vegetation is ready to burn.
Fuels have been drying out across the lower elevations. If you've looked outside, you know the grasses are all brown at this point. So the fuels are primed, and then we add on winds and low humidity that if anything were to start, it could spread rapidly.
Carpenter says people should watch the weather and have emergency plans ready. PG&E is also warning of possible public safety power shutoffs in several North State counties, including Colusa, Glenn, Sutter, and Tehama. Shutoffs could start tomorrow and run through Friday.
Staying on fire, California says it's speeding up wildfire prevention efforts across the state. Governor Gavin Newsom's office says over 400 projects have been fast-tracked, covering about 100,000 acres. Some of the projects include restoring ecosystem health in Big Chico Creek, reducing hazardous vegetation near Quincy, and expanding fuel breaks in Cohasset. It's work that's meant to support the landscape and help crews slow fires before they reach homes. The governor's Wildfire Task Force has also released a draft 5-year fire plan. It focuses on community preparedness, streamlining permitting processes, and expanding prescribed and cultural burning. A final plan is expected this fall.
Shasta County supervisors are holding off on a resolution that would encourage the use of artificial intelligence in county offices. The framework calls for the responsible and strategic use of AI to improve public services and support understaffed departments. But several supervisors said at their meeting yesterday that they wanted the county's top IT official involved before moving forward. Supervisor Alan Long said AI tools can be helpful, but only if used carefully.
AI can have an incredible ability to create increased efficiencies, but it can also be very destructive, kind of a garbage in, garbage out kind of thing.
County officials say some departments are already using AI in their work, approved on a case-by-case basis. The resolution will come back at a future meeting and is meant to be one of the first steps toward a formal AI policy.
Also in Shasta County, county officials say a problem at its elections office has been reported to California's Secretary of State. In a press release yesterday, the county said a routine post-election check found a small number of additional ballots may have been given to voters before Election Day. The county also says copies of documents that may have included voter names, addresses, birthdays, signatures, and phone numbers were allegedly removed from the office by Registrar Clint Curtis. Officials say no original ballots or election materials left the elections department. The county says it will not pursue litigation for now. Shasta Scout reports Curtis denied the allegations. Separately, Curtis is trailing challenger Joanna Francescat in the race for county clerk and registrar, as of the latest results this morning.
Election workers across the state are still counting ballots from last week's primary, and some advocates say lawmakers should give these workers more funding when they approve another state budget this month. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald reports about 2.5 million ballots were left to be counted as of yesterday.
The bulk of these ballots are vote-by-mail ballots that were returned to drop boxes or by mail on Election Day, which can create a backlog of work for election officials and contribute to California's long vote count. Kim Alexander with the nonpartisan California Voter Foundation says counties need more funding for their election officials to be able to count faster.
The reality is that the longer it takes to determine election outcomes, the more voters question the reliability of those outcomes. And so I think that we need to accept that and respond to that.
Alexander and other voting advocates are pushing for $91 million of one-time funding. Lawmakers have until June 15th to pass a main budget and will continue voting on budget bills through the summer. In Sacramento, I'm Laura Fitzgerald.
In other state news, California's controversial Delta Conveyance Project is moving one step closer to construction. Governor Gavin Newsom announced that federal wildlife agencies have completed a key review for the project. The state says the tunnel would make water deliveries more reliable as climate change strains supplies. The state water project starts at Lake Oroville and sends water to millions of people and farmland farther south. Critics have long raised concerns about the project's effects on the Delta.
And finally, the Machupta Indian tribe of Chico Rancheria is reclaiming 450 acres of ancestral land in Butte County. The California Natural Resources Agency says it's the first ancestral land return in the Big Chico Creek watershed. The land sits next to the Big Chico Creek Ecological Reserve, in an area with cultural, ceremonial, and ecological significance for the Machupta. State officials say the project will support salmon restoration, wildfire recovery, and tribal stewardship. And those are your headlines for Tuesday, June 9th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. You can find more of our elections coverage online at mynspr.org. I'm Claudia Brancart.
And I'm Eric Adams. Have a great day.